With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the latest New York Times Siena College poll shows an extremely tight presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to the poll, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 1 point among likely voters. The results show each candidate with clear advantages and disadvantages. Voters favor Harris on democracy and abortion and choose Trump on immigration and the economy. The national survey also finds that nearly half of voters view the vice president as too liberal or progressive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tomorrow, both Harris and Trump meet for a presidential debate. That ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. People are gathering in New York City to commemorate the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Marianne Braverman, a docent at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, who also worked for a law firm located at Ground Zero during the attacks, says a big takeaway from that day was the kindness and sacrifice of others.
We're able to help each other to get down the stairs, to get away from danger. And that's, to me, the most important spirit of 9/11 that we can remember, to take with us that we can be good and helpful to other people.
Family members of 9/11 victims will once again gather on the Memorial Plaza to read aloud the names of those killed in the 9/11 attacks and in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. James Earl Jones, who overcame racial prejudice and a severe stutter to become a celebrated icon of stage and screen, has died. He was 93. Jones is being remembered for his deep, commanding voice. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 484 points. This is SRN News. Book publishers are suing Florida.
Penguin, Random House, Simon & Schuster, and four other companies are taking the state to court over its policy banning pornographic books from school libraries. The publishing houses claim that this law violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. Parents all across the country have been organizing in the last few years to demand that schools prevent their children from accessing pornography in the library and in the classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The Executive Council of the Vermont Principals Association, which governs school sports and activities, ruled the school had violated the council's policies on race, gender, and disability awareness. This is SRN News. British royal Kate, Princess of Wales, in a three-minute video where she's shown with her husband William and their children, says she'll return to public duties soon. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story from London.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she's completed chemotherapy and will return to some public duties in the coming months.
Although I finished chemotherapy, to healing and full recovery is long, and I must continue to take each day as it comes.
The 42-year-old wife of Prince William's expected to undertake a light program of engagements until the end of the year. Kate already has attended a ceremonial birthday parade for her father-in-law, King Charles, and presented the men's winner's trophy at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.